the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. Mallory Piping, text line 251-343-0106. You want to be in touch with the program, hit me up on the text line. Joining us now on the line are every other Monday regular State Representative Shane Stringer is with us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. Thanks for having me on again.
Thanks for coming on. Well, it's over. The very end there, Representative, and I'm curious, in the House chamber, what was the, I mean, was there like a frustration with the Senate? That seemed to be where all the drama was, but what was your, what was it, you know, or is this just to be expected, just given the change, the differences in the rules in the two bodies?
No, everybody was pretty frustrated and, you know, had quite a few members that was to the point of, you know, just about ready to go home because nothing was moving and nothing was happening in the Senate. But, of course, you know, a lot of people wanted to stay and, you know, make sure if we did get any of the bills that we needed out up there that we were there and able to pass them. So a lot of frustration, but. You know, it is what it is. You just have to, you know, on the House side, we're at the Senate's mercy whenever they're in that position. And that's kind of where we were and just trying to make the best of it.
Yeah. And they, I mean, they, it looks like they got done what they could, but I think a lot of it there at the end, they opted to upstairs to go with the local bills versus, you know, some of the more statewide things, the, you know, religious liberty or the religious instruction, archives and history, things of that sort, that they went in that direction. I mean, was that sort of like where they needed to be? And the thing about it, Representative, they were only able to get to like four or five local bills, given the rules and the way the Democrats were moving to block all the local bills. But it looked to me, it wasn't necessarily about a House versus Senate thing, but just, you know, we didn't get our local bills, so we're going to stop everybody else from getting theirs.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, I know a lot of factors go into deciding which legislation they're going to put on the calendar in the House and the Senate. And I'm sure, Senator Pro Tem Gudger was, you know, trying to work out the best they could to try to minimize any of the debate and filibustering that was going on. But I don't know. It was kind of frustrating that, you know, some of the important bills that we left on the table, like the religious freedom, the bill by Representative Butler that we didn't get to, and the dealing with the Senator Elliott's bill dealing with the archives board. So I think that we left some good bills on the table, and, you know, it wasn't, not sure what the reasoning for going with the local bills were, but I'm, you know, sure that they were trying to negotiate, work out something to get as much done as they could.
I mean, it seems to me like the deal is let's get these local bills done first. Now I don't know if they will do that next year, but, It's a little surprising the way things unfolded. Maybe they were a little blindsided upstairs, but you got probably a lot of frustration. It's not just a partisan thing, but even the Democrats downstairs seem to be at odds with the Democrats upstairs.
Yeah, it was interesting to see how it all played out. You know, I was kind of frustrated. We got that much legislation left and that many important bills left, I would have liked to have seen us going in a little bit earlier than 1 o'clock. And that would have given us a little more time to try to work through, even if there was filibustering going on. But, you know, we didn't do that. We went in at 1 and so did the Senate and worked through what we did. And, of course, that just limits your time on what you can address and what you can't.
Well, you know, leaving the Senate out of it, I and look, the speaker asked some weird stances on other issues, but I think y'all got all done at in the House that you could. You got through a lot of calendars. Maybe some of the things like the veterans bill or you know, not really looking at the overtime tax. You left a little on the table there, but I mean, other than that, I you know, it's hard to complain with how the House went this year.
No, I totally agree with that. I think we ran pretty efficient, and you know, that's one thing the speaker ran on when he ran for speaker was to start on time, be prompt, and be as efficient as we can in the House, and we did just that. And you know, I was impressed with that. So hopefully we can continue that. And you know, I'd like to see the Senate. I hope that they can get on board and get settled down, and I know they will. They got good leadership up there, and it's gonna come together. They're probably going to have to make some rule changes to address that. And, you know, I don't think in some of the conversations I've had with members up there, I don't think they're necessarily mad at the Democrat members for using what's available to them to their interest. But, you know, I think they're going to have to change some rules and address it. And maybe we can get more done and be a little bit more efficient next year.
And this was kind of, to be honest, how it's designed. The House is the more proactive. They move a lot more than the Senate typically does. The Senate's, you know, allegedly the deliberative body. Now, I mean, I think it's just blatant obstructionism in the Senate. But the House, it seems to, you know, the very beginning of Quadrennium, Representative, it was the Senate that was passing bills and the House was kind of the deliberative body, and it was upside down, it seemed. But at least of anything, that upside down relationship's kind of back the way it used or is intended to be.
Yeah, I think you know, all of this is there's a method to the madness a lot of times, and they're trying to, you know, get things done. I know every year we're closely monitoring which House bills and how many House bills are passing the Senate and how many we're passing of the Senate bills, and trying to make sure that we've got the balance there and making sure that nothing is getting left behind and that one chamber or the other is not getting, you know, I guess, run over or, you know, I guess neglected. So we're doing, you know, there is a method to the madness a lot of times in what they're doing, and the leaderships are trying to make sure that we are accomplishing the heavy lifts and the issues that's important to our constituents.
Joined by State Representative Shane Stringer here on the program. Now let's talk about, you know, January will be here before you know it. Here we are, we're almost to June. You got to get in early, you got to get out early, and then the election cycle begins. I assume, like, here in these next few months, the things that didn't get done, like Big Creek Lake or things of that sort, you're going to be looking at pre-filing before the session starts next year?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll go ahead and start looking at any. I had two bills that I want to get, you know, pre-filed and get ready to go again, the Big Creek Lake issue, and see if we can address that. I think there's going to be some lawsuits or lawsuits in the way to hopefully address that. And maybe at the end of the day, the Malls board will come around and do what's right and be good neighbors, and let's try to fix this without all that. But if not, we'll be ready to go with that. And then I had the civil liability bill that was dealing with roadblocks, people that are in situations where there's protests, they're blocking the interstates or roadways, and someone fears for their safety, and they push somebody out of the way or hit somebody on the way out. It would limit their civil liability dealing with that.
Yeah, getting the immunity bill done, the back to blue thing done. Talk about that for a second. You know, there was the focus here at the end of the year last year after the presidential election, what we got to look forward to. And it was, you know, the way it was being advertised, crime and immigration it looks like you got a lot of those boxes checked when it was all said and done, especially on that last day with Back to Blue. I mean, yeah, with Back to Blue.
Yeah, there was a lot of work that went into that. Rex Reynolds, Chairman Reynolds, put a lot of work into that. And, you know, whenever they were having all these problems in Montgomery and Birmingham and around, and, you know, a lot of the crime problems is not just a crime problem. Some of it is a lack of police officers and presence in these communities. And so they're having problems recruiting, retaining, and hiring new police officers. So that was kind of directed at that, trying to make sure that we're headed in the right direction with our law enforcement and supporting the law enforcement community, and looking at trying to put some more checks and balances in place dealing with immunity for law enforcement officers.
And being in that space, do you feel, I mean, is it going to be a net benefit? I mean, how much has the world changed coming out of this session for guys in law enforcement?
I don't know. You know, it's still, I actually felt pretty comfortable the way it was. You know, we've got good support here in Mobile County. I've been blessed enough that I've worked in South Alabama and right here in Mobile County, where we had the support of our leaders and from the community, and I didn't feel like we needed any of that. Now, some of these officers that work in Birmingham, Montgomery, some of these areas where the administrations have not supported the law enforcement, I would feel like that's got to help give them a better feeling and help with recruitment and maybe even retention of those communities.
What else needs to be done there? What's left on the table? You know, I guess we'll see how the summer goes. You know, it's not quite post George Floyd, Black Lives Matter kind of, atmosphere out there, but the legislature was moving in the right direction. Is there anything left they can do?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I'm sure we'll be looking at it constantly, like we do anything and everything, trying to make sure that, you know, we're meeting the needs of our community and, of course, meeting the needs of our law enforcement community. Without public safety, you know, we don't have anything else. Nothing else is really important if you don't have public safety. So that's extremely important, and the Alabama legislature has made it clear that we're going to stand with our law enforcement and support the law enforcement community, and hopefully that's going to make a big difference in trying to recruit new people and maybe even trying to, you know, keep some of the ones that are on working there now.
Well, it's, you know, does morale, not necessarily in your neck of the woods, but you hear, I guess you hear overall, particularly City of Mobile, places like that, some other drama, you know, with Chief Prine and now a mayoral candidate. But what are you hearing there in our big cities? Or is it, it may still not be ideal, but it doesn't seem to be as bad as it was, you know, this time, say a year ago.
Yeah, I agree with that. And a part of that is a lot of credit to our Aaliyah and the state troopers for stepping up, and they have gone in and kind of helped create task force in these big cities that are having major problems. And they're going in there and trying to fix it and trying to help out the best they can. So that's definitely made a major impact.
Yeah, it's just it takes an act of the legislature, or it takes something like that to really get things moving in a good direction locally. It's just a matter of, like, the leadership locally not getting the job done. And, you know, you even hear Democrats complaining about their local police and how it's being mishandled. But it does seem out of hand when you guys have to get involved, even in the margins.
Yeah, and it just goes to show how important these relationships are on a daily basis. I mean, you've got cities like Montgomery that's, you know, their administration and mayor are so quick to try to stir up drama with other leaders and other departments across the state that may need to come in and help them at some point. And, you know, we have got to try to get along and try to work with each other. And, you know, we may not agree with each other a lot of times, and, you know, but we still have to work together for the greater good of our state. And that's been a problem. But, you know, I think since we've seen some of that calm down in the media, and you're not seeing a lot of the blame game going on in the media, things have seemed to have calmed down too.
Well, it's one we're watching. Our representative, we got to get out of here, but you're always very kind to make time for us, and let's talk again soon.
Sounds great, man. Y'all have a great day.
State Representative Shane Stringer there after a long legislative session, and then not speaking for him, but for me personally. Mallory Piping text line 251-343-0106. We'll be right back. This is the Chip Poor Show on FN Talk 106.5. Still on.